Ryan, down to the last weekend or the last couple of weekends. I think it's last weekend in Divisions 1 and 2 of the All County League. There may be a little bit of housekeeping to be done in Division 3 next weekend as well. But the one thing that's sticking out is, even though we're down to the last round in Division 1 and 2, a hell of a lot to play for in those games tomorrow.
Yes, Tom, I suppose we're coming into the depths of October now and coming into almost November time, and there's still an awful lot of stake for most clubs. You know, we're told that league football isn't important or that it's all about championship, but there's a lot of teams with promotion or relegation at stake this weekend, and they want to get the desired result on tomorrow, on Sunday. It's a busy schedule of games, a lot at stake. You know, you look at it, teams, the championship is over now. We've had three teams crowned champions in the senior, intermediate and junior. For the rest of the teams, they'll be thinking, you know, was it a good year, was it a bad year? If you're relegated, it's certainly a disappointing campaign. I think a lot of teams would just be happy at this stage to retain their status. Of course, the league structures could be changed next year. We don't know that yet. So at the minute, I'd say most clubs are just looking at it, just keeping your status or do what you can do to get promoted or whatever, so that you're in the best position going into 2018.
Eirua Ballyshannon in Division 2, or in Division 3 actually, and St Mary's the Convoy in Division 4 are the only teams that have been crowned league champions. They're, Divisions 3 and 4 are the only team that have produced champions so far. Divisions 1 and 2, still a lot to play for, still. Sorry, did I get that wrong there? Sorry. Well, I'll go back on that. Eirua Ballyshannon in Division 2 and St Mary's Convoy in Division 4 are the only team that have collected silverware in the league. The Division 2 league title and the Division 4 have been decided. Eirua won the Division 2. St Mary's won the Division 4. All the rest still up for grabs.
Yeah, still very much up for grabs in Division 1 and Division 3. I suppose Kilcar and St Noel's, respectively, kind of look to be in prime position. So I suppose John McNulty will be one particular happy man if that was to come out and play. Kilcar, I suppose, go in this weekend. You know, they know that a victory against Dunlow will be enough to take them over the line, and they'll retain the Democrat Cup for a second year. It's been obviously a big week for the Kilcar club. You know, they bridged a 24-year gap last week and collecting the Dr. Maguire Cup. They're all sure to be on a high. They've got Scotstown coming in the Ulster Club Championship next week, so they'll want to go into that game with a victory and with the league title in their back pocket as well, Tom.
And if we look at Division 1, when you do mention that, obviously St Junans are the other team in the running for that league title. Should Kilcar slip up tomorrow in Dunlow and they overcome Foremasters in O'Donnell Park?
Yeah, well, Foremasters are already relegated. That's kind of the one bit of housekeeping that is already complete in Division 1, so they're going down to Division 2. Yeah, St Unions, I'm sure they'll be looking to put out a strong team anyway, just in case that Dunlow do them a favour. Now, Dunlow haven't played a league game in, I think it's 4 weeks, Tom, so I'm sure they're not holding out too much hope. But until it's mathematically impossible, I'm sure they'll be giving it their all and they'll be trying to finish their season on a high anyway.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, of course, Dunlow already safe, so they haven't an awful lot to play for tomorrow.
No, they haven't. I know I was chatting to their manager, Patrick McGowan, earlier on in the year, and you know, after they retained their senior championship status, and his focus then was the two big games against Foremasters coming up, that they knew if they had won those two games that they would stay in Division 1. And I'm sure when they got two victories in those games, they were more than happy to move on and leave it at that, maybe, Tom, for the year.
Yeah, and I suppose the real battle in Division 1 is at the bottom. As you mentioned there, Ryan, Foremasters already relegated, and we've got Bundoran, Milford, and to a lesser extent, I think Glenswilly probably are safe, but to a lesser extent, still involved and still, needing points.
Yeah, well, it would probably take an unlikely series of results for Glenswilly to go down on score difference, Tom. But I'm sure, again, you know, Eddie Glacken and his team, you know, they'll not be taking any chances on it. They have I think it's an away fixture at the Bridge against St Michael's. St Michael's, with nothing to play for, they're going to finish fourth in the league regardless. So Glenswilly will just be looking to get the result in hand and you know, let Mofford and Bundoran battle it out for that remaining spot.
Mm. And your own club, Milford, away in Gweedore tomorrow. That's kind of a Gweedore again. They're in fifth place and really can't change much from that because St Michael's are 3 points ahead of them. So Gweedore not an awful lot to play for either.
No, they don't. They don't. I suppose for Milford, I'm sure if you had have given them that position at the start of the year where they would go down to play in Mahergallan to try and retain their status, they probably would have taken it. It is still a difficult game, you know, because Mahergallan is never an easy place to go to, and Milford, you know, will be up against it. They did win down in Mahergallan in the Gaeltacht last year, so that might give them a little bit of confidence going into it, but at the same time, a lot depends on the team Gweedore line out. If, you know, if Warren McNeilis and Neil McGee and Eamon McGee and the full team and the full quantity are there, it's going to be a very, very difficult challenge for Danny O'Donnell's team.
Yeah, and the other game we mentioned is obviously Bundoran. They're in Glenties tomorrow, taking on Niamh Connell. So obviously Niamh Connell will be on a low after last Sunday, not an awful lot to play for this weekend.
No, Niamh Connell don't have an awful lot to play for, but generally they've a strong reserve team there too, and maybe if some of the senior lads aren't playing, maybe some of the reserve lads, they won the championship last week, and maybe they'll be thinking, you know, this is the chance to maybe make a good impression, to keep themselves in the manager's mind for the start of next year. Bundoran, you know, a couple of months ago, Tom looked dead and buried. They made a really good late charge, late surge in the season to try and stay up. I suppose they had a great opportunity against a severely weakened St Michael's team a couple of weeks ago and let it slip. So, you know, will that have dented their confidence? Perhaps it will. They beat Niamh Connell in Gaelic Park earlier on this year, so the blue and white jersey probably won't bring huge fear to them, but still, it's Davy Brennan Memorial Park. It's not an easy place to go to either, Tom. So, you know, it's two really tricky ties for Milford and Bundoran. I suppose Milford know that all they have to do is match Bundoran's result and they will be safe. So, you know, Bundoran, the emphasis is really on them to go out and win their game, and, you know, it's up to Milford then to match that.
So what you're saying is if Milford and Bundoran were both, for argument's sake, first of all, let's be negative, lose, Milford would be safe.
Well, Milford have defeated Bundoran twice this year already, so on head-to-head, Milford would be safe.
And so if you go to the other scenario then where Milford and Bundoran win, that'll put them on 14 points level with Glenswelly.
If Glenswelly lose to St Michael's, yeah.
Yeah.
And my knowledge is then that it goes down to score difference, Tom. So if it's score difference, Glenswelly look to be in a very healthy position, and Milford would have a good bit on Bundoran, unless Milford are obviously well beaten tomorrow and Bundoran take a comfortable victory in Niamh Connell, and that may change things.
Mm-hmm. So really, the two results we have to watch out for tomorrow is Milford's result in Gweedore and Bundoran's result in Niamh Connell. That'll determine who's staying up and who's going down.
Yes, you're correct there, Tom.
Yeah. So if Milford win, they're safe. If Milford lose and Bundoran win, Milford are in trouble.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, look at, and then we move on to Division 2, and it's no less clear. As we mentioned earlier, all we do know is that Airua have won the league, and they're playing in Clonealy tomorrow, who are in second place and look like they've won the promotion. I think Ardra can't catch them on score average. But then we have a real dogfight at the other end. Killybegs are already relegated, can't catch anybody near them. And then you have Glenfinn, probably a remote chance, but you have McCool's, Buncrana and Termon really battling to avoid that other second relegation spot.
Yeah, this has been a really, really strange division this year, Tom, because, you know, at one stage during the summer, Termon looked a good shout to get promoted, and, you know, they're coming into the final weekend, this weekend, with, you know, in real danger of being relegated. Mallin, a little bit the same, I suppose. No, you know, Mallin were maybe struggling at the start of the year without their soccer men, but I don't think anybody really considered that maybe Mallin would be relegated, you know, the team that were in the senior championship semi-final last year. But, you know, there's a lot of teams coming in under pressure this weekend. You know, Buncrana have been on a mighty run of form, a great surge too late in the season, and they go to Glenfinn on Sunday looking for a win that will keep them up. And you know, you've got to be impressed with the way Robert Farnan's Buncrana team have really got it together late in the championship, because I seen them in the championship against Eirua in the intermediate quarter final, Tom, and they went down very, very tamely, and I wouldn't have given them a hope that they of staying in Division Two. But you know, they've put it together late in the year. I'm sure they won't get any favours in Glenfinn tomorrow, but you know, it'll be a very, very big game in Park Tivog, Glenfinn against Buncrana.
And Termin are hosting Killybegs tomorrow. Killybegs with nothing to play, so.
Yeah, like Termin, to be fair, Tom, you know, perhaps a bit unlucky. You know, they were one of those teams. They finished third in their group in the championship. You know, so they weren't in danger of being relegated from the championship. At that stage, they looked probably safe in Division Two. So they perhaps took the foot off the pedal for a couple of weeks, and maybe that has cost them. And now they're in a precarious situation again. Although they've Killybegs coming, Killybegs haven't got an awful lot to play for. So you maybe expect Termin to get the result they need.
Yeah. So, and Mallon are at home to Neave Columba. A long journey for Neave Columba with nothing to play for. So Mallon are currently in the second relegation place.
Yeah, they are. As you said, Neave Columba, nothing to play for. A huge, long, long journey for them up to the top of Donegal this weekend. So again, you would have to expect Mallon perhaps to get the 2 points there.
Yeah, and it's going to be a day for calculators tomorrow. Sean McCool's another team in.
Yeah, Sean McCool's another one of the big hitters, Tom, in this division. A team at the start of the year you would have expected to be in with a chance of perhaps not even just promotion, but with winning Division Two title. You know, Stephen Field came in, former Donegal county minor manager. You know, there's plenty of good players in the Twin Towns, and it's surprising that they find themselves in this position. But they're a team that, you know, are in a worrying state too going into this final weekend, Tom. You know, they're away to Ardrah. Now Ardrah haven't got a lot to play for, but again, not an easy place to go to. And you know, if results go against, if McCool's don't get the result this weekend, and Mallon and Termin do get results, you know,
which we expect they will.
You know, like you're in a situation where Sean McCool's could be going down to the third tier, Tom.
Yeah. So assuming as we will that Termin will beat Killybegs and Mallon will beat Neave Columba in that one, that will put them on to 16 points ahead of McCool's. So McCool's need to get something out. I'm not sure how the head to head would go if
yeah. Well, you've Glenfinn and Buncrana to come into the mix as well, Tom.
Yeah.
There's a lot of permutations at stake, as you said, there'll be calculators out in a couple of different grounds or tomorrow.
Because Glenfinn could find themselves dragged down in two, though. I think their score average will probably keep them pretty right. Okay.
It should do.
Yeah. So Buncrana need to win tomorrow, or at least get a draw, I think.
Yeah, a draw. A draw perhaps will be good enough, I would say Robert Farn and his team will be going all out for the win.
Yeah. And then if we move to Division 3 tomorrow, there's actually a game on there this evening. It's Neave Ulton versus Red Hughes. Neave Mura, Letterkenny Gaels and Downings are already relegated. Isn't that correct,
Jim?
Yeah. So it's Neave Mura and St. Aul's are the big teams playing tomorrow. I know Fanad Gaels will be keeping an eye on both those scores. Neave Mura are home to Letterkenny Gaels, already relegated.
Yeah.
And St. Aul's are away to Downings, already relegated.
Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, listen, Tom, you would expect that those teams will get the results they need there. I know Downings went down with a shadow team to play Fannett and Port Salon last week and were hammered out the gate. Their confidence is bound to be low. St. Aul's coming down. I know the two teams actually met in the group stages of the Intermediate Championship, and Downings and St. Aul's drew that day. But it's very hard to see anything other than a victory for St. Aul's in that game.
No, and Neave Mura and Letterkenny Gaels, Neave Mura at home on the Banks.
Yeah, Neave Mura, you know, I'm sure Neave Mura will be disappointed that they lost to St. Aul's last week, and Mount Charles was, you know, will probably give us the, you know, leaves St Nawes in the driving seat to win Division 3 now, and that will be a blow to Neave Mora, because they kind of, although it's been tight and competitive up there all year, they probably thought they were in with a good chance. But at the same time, for Neave Mora, you know, the main priority this year for their campaign would have been getting back into Division 2, and, you know, they're going to do it, which we're expecting them to do it anyway against a victory over Larkin and Gales.
Mobile Bort of no real consequences. The other one, as we mentioned, Fannett are going to Ballintra tomorrow to play Neave Breage. They're still in with a chance should Neave Mora slip up, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They, you know, Fannett Aidan McAteer's team, you know, have had a good progressive season. You know, they reached the Intermediate Championship semi-final. I know the league has perhaps gone against them, and I was chatting to one or two of their players this week, Tom, and, you know, they were kind of highlighting games where, you know, I think there was a home game against Mobile and away game against Downing's where they slipped up, and they'll be disappointed about that, but they'll be keeping the pressure on right to the end, just in case Neave Mora or St Nawes drop points, you know, and they'll be ready to
What has to happen for Fannett Gaels or Gaelanna to take the second spot?
I think Neave Mora have to lose to Larkin and Gaels, and then Gaelanna would have to win their last two games for it to happen.